Thank you for joining us for All Things Real Estate. Now here are your hosts, Brad Avergon and Gary Kelly.
Welcome to All Things Real Estate on WCRN, WMC, what is it? Marlboro Community Television. Westboro Community Television. Not on Southboro, though. They don't like us in Southboro. Maybe because I live there. I don't know. I'm Gary Kelly with Castanetti Real Estate. And who am I looking at?
This is Brad Avergon with Fairway Independent Mortgage. How are you, Gary?
I'm good, Brad. How are you?
I'm well. It's great to hear your role in there with Gary Kelly with Castanetti Real Estate. That's a big change, right?
Well, you know, change is good. Every once in a while, you need to do a change. And we, Sue and I just felt that the Castanetti thing made more sense for us than where we were. So it's nothing more than that.
Congratulations, Gary. That's great.
I would love to tell you that there was some big thing, but there's not. Good. It's just dull. So, Brad, we're recording this the beginning of November. Many people won't see it. Until Thanksgiving.
But the good news is, Gary, they always knew you were a turkey. So that's.
Well, Brad, you and I will actually be together part of Thanksgiving.
We will.
We both do good work for the Westboro Community Dinner.
Yeah.
I'm out greeting people, and Brad is in cutting off digits.
Hopefully not this year. I'll be cutting a lot of turkeys, hopefully. Carving a lot of turkeys and preparing squash and green beans and mashed potatoes and all the fixings that go with Thanksgiving dinner for community service that we offer to the community and deliver to people that are kind of shut in. They can't do it. It's a wonderful, wonderful program. I look forward to it every year.
I know that I've kind of horned my way in through Roberta Brown, and you've been doing it for years.
I've been doing it since. So I think I started doing it with my youngest one when he was maybe 6 years old, and he's 33 now. I mean, my oldest one. Sorry, he's 33 now. So. I've been doing it a long time. As long as that program's been around that I can remember, I've been doing it.
Well, they've been doing it for 54 years, so. So, Brad, right now, the real estate market is weird. Let me describe weird, okay? Not much inventory. Interest rates are through the roof. People are panicking, cats and dogs living together. It's just ridiculous. So one of the things I want to talk about is what are you telling your clients to do when you're in a situation where they just may feel like they can't win. They've gone to bat many times. They're not being successful with their at-bats, and they're giving up. And especially at this time of year, it's just hard.
It is hard, Gary. And the first thing I tell them is keep calm, right? Keep calm. I've been doing this for over 36 years now, and I've seen
almost as long as you've been doing the Westboro Community Dinner.
Almost as long as the Westboro Community Dinner. And I've seen all sorts of markets that are difficult, like the one we're in. And the best thing you can do is just keep a level head and not get emotionally caught up in all of the hoopla, the media press, or the torching, depending on how you want to, or the verbiage around higher interest rates or lack of inventory or recession or market crashing. Here's a truth that I know to be valid based on 36 years.
It's a truth that's self-evident.
That's what I was like, a self-evident truth. And that's this. They don't create new real estate. They can build a new building on top of another one and take one down, but there's only so much land and there's only so much real estate. And so over time, that will go up in value. So don't worry about the market crashing or this, that, and the other thing. It will go up in value. And I've seen it. I've been through the recession of 2008 and the market crash and this, that, and the other. It always eventually goes up in value. That's the first thing. The second thing is don't worry about interest rates, because interest rates are, there's two aspects. One is they're out of your control. There's nothing you can do about them. And the second thing is they are cyclical. They are a function of the economy. What the Fed is doing now with interest rates is because the economy is doing a certain activity, meaning inflation. As that tempers, interest rates will come back into line again. So it's more a matter of, rather than get hung up on
another. Let me stop you there.
Okay, look at
payment. What's back in the line? Because I don't think we're going to see the 2% rates again.
I absolutely could not agree with you more. We are not. Matter of fact, I'll go on record as saying, I will buy you a 4-star steak dinner if rates get back to 2%. Yeah. I don't see that happening, Gary. And the reason is they never should have been at 2%. They were at 2% because the Fed made a mistake. The Fed made a mistake and held rates low for too long a period of time. I understand they had to stimulate the economy when COVID first hit because they were worried about the world closing for business. And so they had
But some people, they sit there and they say, I'm going to wait until the rates come back down. Well, I don't know that it's going to go all that far down.
No, I would anticipate that you can expect rates to fall in the next few years, maybe down to between the 5% and 6% range area. And I think that's where they belong. That is a normal economy. Rates should not have been as low as they were. They were done to stimulate an activity in the economy. That's not equilibrium. That's not a healthy economy. And one other thing I'd point to that is look at what your CDs were earning. Look what your money markets were earning. They were earning nothing. They were earning nothing. You were putting money in the bank just to keep it safe. People put money in the bank so they gain interest on it. So in a normal market, you're going to make a decent rate of return on a CD or a money market, and you're going to pay a little bit, you know, maybe a 5% to 6% rate, a little bit more than that rate to borrow money on a mortgage. And that's normal.
Right. Right. That's exactly right. So I'm telling people stay calm. And I'm also saying make sure your pre-approval's in line. That nothing has shifted on it. Go back and talk to your loan officer, or you know, this is a good time to talk to a different loan officer if you didn't click with the first one immediately. And make sure that you're positioned that when the house does come on the market or that you find that you're able to pounce on.
I would agree 100%. And I want to pick up on something that you said a minute ago, which is, you know, kind of reconvene with your loan officer. There's a lot of changes going on in the lending world right now. Some credit tightening with regard to condominium projects. We all heard about that those poor people that passed away a number of years ago in that Florida project that collapsed. Well, a lot of those guidelines are coming through right now where if somebody's looking at getting a condominium, we as lenders have to ask the questions, was there an inspection on that project recently? If so, we need to see that inspection report because they're looking at deferred maintenance, which is something that may not be readily visible. If you walk into a unit and they freshly painted it and put new floors down and it looks dandy, you don't necessarily know that the underpinnings, you know, were good or are good or are not good.
We call that lipstick.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of changes going on. So the relationship you have with your loan officer needs to be a trusted one where they are taking their knowledge, they're staying on top of the guidelines, and they're looking out for your needs. It's not always about who's quickest and easiest and so forth and so on, because that's when problems blow up at the last minute. It's more a matter of that person who's going to be there for you nights, weekends, answering questions and such. And I think the same is true for the real estate brokers. Would you agree?
I absolutely agree. No question about it. We're working with a client who was out looking for a house. Frankly, we gave them your name and they instead went off and talked to someone else. I'm not going to go into who it was, but they have already paid to lock in a rate and they haven't even offered on a house. So I think that you know, there's, I'm not going to say it's predatory. Obviously, no one held a gun to their head to say you got to sign up for now to get that rate. But at some point you say, that's just not right. that's just not the right thing to do. And it troubles me. And, you know, frankly, when they went and talked to that company, they recommended a different real estate agent. And it's like, yeah, okay. So this is all about something other than how do we help these people?
Exactly. And I think the listeners and anyone they know that they're talking to about this stuff, they need to be wary. It, you know, to be a licensed real estate agent, you do have to pass a test, but it doesn't speak to the quality of your character. I know you and Sue spend tremendous amounts of energy taking care of your clients, and the quality of your character is unreproached. And I like to think of myself as the same way. You know, I really, really care about my clients. I had a client that came to me this week, and they had actually been with another company, and they were not, things just didn't smell right there. And so they came to me. I think they lost a deal with the other company is what happened. And they came to me, I was able to work with them and work with their agent. And we were able to put a home under agreement by strategizing, by working together, by doing some things that because of my experience, I was able to do, even though there were some challenges on the loan. And it made all the difference. And, you know, that's where you have the happy ending stories at the end. And that's what we want for our clients. I know that's what you guys want too.
Right. So Brad, if someone wants to reach you, how would they do that?
Best way to reach me, Gary, is via my cell phone, which is 978-375-5531. Or they can reach me via email at brad@bradavergon.com. And Gary, how do they reach you?
I'm Gary at movewithgary.com. And I can be reached at 508-733-6005. So let's hold it on those thoughts now. We'll take a break. We'll pay some bills and we'll come back and we'll continue the conversation.
Sounds like a great plan.
Stay tuned. More All Things Real Estate coming right up.